Letters to Daniel, Volume 2, Letter 77, Heroes of the Faith, Harlan Popov and Richard Wurmbrand. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the third month, on the fifth day of the third month. My mom was a Pentecostal Christian and was raised in a politically conservative household. She gravitated toward an anti-communist position and supporting literature. I remember seeing two magazines on the coffee table at home, The Pentecostal Evangel and Underground Evangelism. I would look through these once in a while and read some of the articles. She liked to read books and was constantly getting new books about various topics, but mostly about Christianity and health foods. So it was when I was young, say about 10 or 11 years old, I read two books that my mom had that impacted me greatly. They were both written about and by Christians held prisoner behind the Iron Curtain. One was about a man named Harlan Popov. He spent many years in prison for being a Christian. He wrote an autobiography about his life in prison called Tortured for His Faith, an epic of Christian courage and heroism in our day. The other man I read about was Richard Wurmbrand. His life was similar, but in a different country. The book I read about him was Tortured for Christ. These books made a strong impact on me for the rest of my life. It was the knowledge that I gained from these two witnesses that I took forward with me into junior high school when, in the seventh grade, I did a book report on Karl Marx, after which I determined that everything about communism was evil and satanic. But these two books gave me the benchmark of what it meant to believe in Jesus no matter what. At the time, they were more relevant to me than the Bible because of the war in Vietnam against the communists there and the opposition of the U.S. against communism around the world. I know that their testimony continues to give me strength to persevere to this day. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
against the rules.